Eif Pekka Pavakama, 6th Mishnah, Tokele Chaveire, Noisim Leisela. A person gives a punch to his friend, he has to pay a sela, a certain coin. This is a knas chas chomer made, that they did not appreciate people punching one another, and therefore he may have to pay more than he really damaged. Rabbi Yudayim Mishim Rabbi Yosei Glili, mona, he says you have to give a mona, that's even more than that, 25 times as much. Sosrei, noisin loy, mosayim zuz. If he gave him a slap on his face, to be more embarrassing, he gives him 200 zuz. Lacha yodai, if he gave him a slap on the back of his hand, it's more embarrassing, it's an abba mei zuz. 400 zuz. Sorem ba'oznoi, if he pulled his ear and he damaged him. Tolish b'sayroi, ripped out his ears. Rokak v'gila rokai, he spit and the spit actually hit the friend. Hevet talisim v'menu, took his clothing off of him, embarrassed him. These are all different ways of embarrassing. Por roish yishe b'shuk, uncovered a woman's hair in the shuk. Roish n'ava me'ezuz. Yeah. That which we said, that if he pulled his ear, it's even if he didn't cause any permanent damage, just that act of doing that is overly aggressive and embarrassing to the other person also. Zeklal akolufi kvoidoi, the more of the bizoyan, the more of a knas it gets. Amar Rabbi Akiva, afilu anim shel Yisrael roim ma'asim kilim bnei chayim shiyodim nechseim. Even poor Jews, we look at them as if they were once wealthy and they lost their money. Shem bnei Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, that we're all worthy of being wealthy, and we're choshev people, so therefore everybody gets the same amount. A person uncovered a woman's hair in the shuk. He came in front of Akiva. He said, you have to pay 400 zuz. Rebbe, take this man. I need some time. He gave him time. There's a din. Doesn't generally give time up to 30 days. The Gemara says for wounding a person, they don't give you time. But here it's not for wounding him. It's just to pay the boishes. Yeah. So Shomrei medes al Pesach atzeira, v'shavas akab b'fenenu voki isa shemen. He saw her standing in front of her courtyard, and he took a pitcher that had a small amount of oil in it that was worth an isa, and he broke in front of her. The gilsis reisha v'isim at pachas manachas yod al reisha. She took off the kerchief from her head to absorb the oil, and she put her hand on her head to cover her head. He wanted to prove that this woman was not such a tzaddikus and didn't make a big difference to her if her hair was covered or not, and therefore she should not have to pay for uncovering her hair. So the Eidim that witnessed this event, and they came to Rabbi Kiva, this woman who's not even mezalzel and covering her hair just to save a little bit of oil. Sorry, you have to pay full amount. Because Lamaisa, if she does it for herself, that's one cheshbon. She's willing to mevaz herself to make some money, but that you should do to her, you have to pay the fine. A person who wounds himself, it's prohibited. One is not allowed to wound himself, for it's an iser deraisa to wound oneself for no purpose, but Lamaisa doesn't get any punishment for it. Other people that wound him, kamavan, they will have to pay. If a person chops down his trees, it's prohibited. It's baltashkus. You're not allowed to just destroy trees, especially if they're fruit trees. But others who chop down his trees have to pay